Democrats applaud as Governor Tim Walz promises to welcome more Somali migrants to Minnesota. By Warner Todd Houston on December 10, 2025. Minnesota's embattled Democrat Governor Tim Walz earned a standing ovation at a party fundraiser in Seattle Tuesday when he promised to bring even more fraud-prone Somali migrants into his state. The failed Democrat nominee for vice president appeared at a fundraiser luncheon sponsored by Governor Bob Ferguson, DWE, where Walz told the audience that Somalis were being demonized by critics of the Minnesota Somali community's billions in fraud and wholesale theft of state welfare funding. "These folks better not ever mistake our kindness for our weakness, because we are going to defend our neighbors. These guys bring out the worst in me. I hate it when I get to that point where it's petty, and I hate it when that sense of anger comes up on you," Walz said, according to the Center Square. But the antidote to that is positive actions to improve lives that go against what they are trying to do. "So instead of demonizing our Somali community, we're going to do more to welcome more in," Walz, who has been under fire from across the country for doing nothing to prevent or investigate $1 billion in fraud perpetrated right under his nose, also bashed President Donald Trump only 2 minutes after taking the stage to praise Governor Ferguson. "There's just some people that really rub Donald Trump the wrong way, and I'm guessing it's people who are smart," Walz said, congratulating himself on his own mental capacities. Walz then came to the support of the Somali community in his crime-ridden state, saying, "We have in Minnesota per capita-wise, more refugees than any other state. Right now, our neighbors are being demonized. Our neighbors are being terrorized and literally picked up off the streets." Members of the establishment news media have also rushed to run cover for Minnesota's Somali community. As Beckett Adams noted in a recent New York Post piece, one of the most absurd attempts was proffered by Minnesota's ABC affiliate, KSTP-TV, which breathlessly pointed out that the Somali community pays taxes, with a piece entitled, "Somali Minnesotans Drive Economic Growth, Pay $67 million Taxes Annually." Adams, though, notes that the numbers would show that Somalis each pay about $630 when measured against their average annual income in the state. Meanwhile, the average Minnesota native pays more than $8,000 per year. When you then add the fact that the Somali community takes much higher rates of welfare funding out of the system, that drives down their value to the state even farther. Meanwhile, a few days before his appearance at the Democrat fundraiser in Washington state, Walz blasted a reporter who dared to point out that the governor's claim of having jailed Somali fraudsters was erroneous. Last week, the reporter confronted Walz, who had claimed that he is putting people in jail for the massive amount of welfare funding fraud in Minnesota. However, the truth is, neither Walz nor any of his state agencies have spent any time at all investigating or prosecuting welfare fraud in Minnesota. The only prosecuting is being done at the federal level. Watch. Governor Tim Walz lashes out at a reporter who calls him out on trying to take credit for solving the Minnesota fraud case when it was actually him who helped the Somalis defraud Minnesota. Look at how angry Walz gets. He knows he's guilty and in deep trouble. pic.twitter.com/forkerkeritl. Paul A. Cipula, at Bubble Bath Girl, December 4, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.